home. My heart goes for you. A regalia made of gold, of sound and song. Stand, but you are not prepared. The day that Jesus will visit, will your life not be found? Those things that is not his. Song. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
He had to, 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 he had to.
Song. I bear witness. I had one guitar in the masses before Samika. I bear witness. I have been one Isaka Mekaka. From within, more than outside, then the move of God cannot be better in your life. Until everything you desire comes from within you, than everything that you seek outside. Until everything you wish to happen in the body of Christ start from inside you, everything is vanity. He that is in us is greater than he that is what? In the world. It's not just to contend against darkness. It's a testament. It's a pattern. It's a precept. It's a line that is drawn in eternity. That those things that are inside us are greater than those things that are found anywhere outside. Sound.
sound and song. Iyajo, 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 Iyajo. Hey ya 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 ya. Small will not be few. Will be many inside us, not just outside first, inside us. Will be many inside us. Will be an embassy of spirit. Embassy of possibilities inside us. He that is in us is greater than anything you can find in the world. Those things we have to offer in us is greater than anything that can be offered in the world. If it fighting for you, a pull your fan of sound at cry. It is a member waking at what is I offer you a diamond ring of sound and song. My heart offer you a regalia made of gold. Sound and song. Iyajo, 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 Iyajo. Do you know why I told you to pray? So that over time, as you speak, as you pray in the Spirit of the Lord will take over, then He will help your infirmities. Part of those infirmities that God will help is that this song leaves your mind but enters into your being, enter into every part of your life. Because your mind can think that it's all, you understand what I'm saying now, but I tell you, the mind cannot comprehend what I'm singing. While you are praying and you enter to an experience that you understand what I'm singing, your mind cannot. What I'm singing is not English. It might be in English, but you cannot comprehend that which I'm saying. You cannot understand it until you pray over time. Then it enters into you. Then after it enters into you, then you can understand what I'm saying. Let me explain something to you. Raise up your face. Raise up. You know why? Let me tell you something now. That we must make sure that we maintain some sanity so that we don't enter into religion. Let me tell you how religion starts. Religion starts from a practice that is tapped from the realm of the spirit. Yeah? Start from the realm of the spirit. Over time, then people get used to it. And after they get used to it, it becomes easy for everybody to practice that kind of practice. The over time, the spirit that pioneered the practice, over time has to leave the practice because familiarity has catch up with the people and the practice or the kind of character he brings to a generation. Let me look for something simple to still explain. Reduce the keyboard. Maybe what I'm saying is, let me simplify it again in a simple form. I come and I want to teach you as a pastor. I want to teach you some certain things. Then over time I discover you are comfortable with what I tell you. Then over time I discover that even when I'm saying, okay, this is what I want to teach you, I discover that you are familiar with me, so you cannot understand what I'm, or you don't pick interest to the extent at which I want. I have no option than to just leave you and look for another. That does not make you a sinner per se, like sinner in the context of you went and steal something, or you went and maybe 10 million simple sins that you to sin, lie or something. If they meet man and say, why do I leave you? It will shock people that the reason why I leave you, look, man looks stupid to them, but it's very relevant to me. They can say, sir, why do you stop teaching that guy or that lady? They might even think maybe you insulted me, or you betrayed me, or you lie against me, or you know, these things we do to pastors, or maybe you create a scandal on my head. But they won't see any of those things. Then they'll just discover that maybe I left because you are too used to me. And maybe what I want to give you cannot effectively grow in your hand to a point of maturity if you are used to me, because you cannot, if I cannot teach you more or instruct you more into what I want to. So over time I have to back up. That's how religion starts. Also, a move is better from the realm of spirit than if it comes to the physical realm. We get used to it. And if you don't understand the essence of God, then over time you get used to it to a point that you think you have mastered it, then you lose it. Not because you lie. I don't know if you have discovered that. Okay, let me give you another simple instance. I don't know if you discover over time, this has happened to me before. God gave me a grace to study so madly. I can study Bible from that kingdom country that will be done. In fact, I love it. It's sweet for me. In fact, one guy made me say, you study Bible to a point, you went for a program, traveled down from the program, you came back from the program, instead of you to sleep early morning, upon say you travel down, you still open Bible again. Which kind of thing is this? Yes, I want to be like you. I just look at him alive. I studied then at ease. I studied, I was so happy. In fact, I sleep, I wake up with Bible. I just like studying Bible. It's like food. The way you know how you eat food, good food, and you just feel nice. That's how I study, I feel nice. Not necessarily for anybody, to all to preach to anybody. Then over time, if the Holy Ghost comes and sometimes it deals with me, sometimes I can just see, I will be studying Bible and I'll see light coming out of my Bible, sometimes smoke. So it reached a certain point, I was still comfortable. He will come sometimes he comes like me. He's had a day, God didn't give me a scripture. That one is a normal thing, it's a normal dealing for years that God has it. I can just wake up in the morning and God say, study among the study I will study that day, a particular scripture. He will either pop it in my spirit, or he will tell me, I will hear it, study social place, or he will come. Sometimes he comes and he says, okay, study social place. Then it reaches a certain point, I was so familiar with it. God will tell me to study, he will give me scriptures to study. I'll just write it down and I will just go and do the other things. I'll leave it. One day pass, 2 days, I'll not study it. And even I don't study that one, he will still come with other scriptures. So I felt, even I don't study this one, he will bring another one tomorrow. A time came, like joke, I discovered that those experiences were not common again. And he left in a quiet point. It was not because I lied. It was not because I fought with somebody, or maybe I entered somebody's house and stole his money, then God was angry. Those things are simple sin. Those things are sin that that is easily forgiven. It's just that I look at him. He come at the cool of the day like Adam, and all I could do to him, do you know the distance between eternity into time? All I could do for him, and in his value, in his context as God, is to write what he tells me and dump it somewhere. He's too needful. He's a celebrity more than that. So he chose to be honored by others who are praying and say, God, we want to see your face. Anyhow you want to speak to us, if it's through senses, if it's through mode, if it's through trance, through dream, anyway, just encounter me. If it's through your word. See, anytime you see an urge to do something, just know that the presence of a spirit is around your life. That is why the urge is there. If he leaves, it will leave you. So, over time I discovered that I was even losing interest in studying the Bible. I was not even interested in studying the Bible again. This I'm telling you, don't mistake it for preaching, though, because you can still be preaching but you're not studying. How you know you are preaching but you are not studying? Is when you preach, when you study to preach, but you don't study, you don't have an intimacy of studying for yourself again. So when I'm saying studying, that is not coming. I'm not telling you about studying to preach. I'm talking about studying for studying. You know, these are these are two different things. You know, there's one called studying to preach. That one. Sorry, by God's mercy, if Jesus don't come again, if you manipulate that one, you know, there's a way you do something over time that you become a like a master of it. Even with that spirit, you do it. But the problem is, God will not help you. So you preach for years, the people will not look like it. You preach, you grow old. Your generation will not look like Jesus because the essence is not there again. You will tell them 70 laws, 25 laws, it will not work. The laws are truth, but they are not truth in them because the spirit of truth is not found in the laws. So what changes people is not what you say. So is it religion, huh? That means I took study as religion. Then over time, when I discover, the Friday, don't have one chance. So I have to read. Is it what they call it? Help somebody help me. Reverse, wow, people are drivers. I have to reverse. One of the consequences you are reversing. If it took you 1 hour to pray to get that thing, it will take you 20 hours. The 19 hours is a proof to show that you are committed. That which will be given to you will not be taken for lightly, for joke again. It's why some of you lose encounters. You don't have deep encounters before. Before you see Jesus appear to your room, before you see, you are just walking, you just see everywhere, everything. Before. So it can still happen in church. Why I say you should stop the prayer, and why I say you should start the prayer first. Let me tell you why I say you should start the prayer first. It's because the song I'm singing, the first part of you that can maybe capture the song first, if you're in the spirit, or if you're not in the spirit, the first part is your mind. You know, when we sing, you have a storage, whatever, your memory, so it receives the song. So you think the song, you understand the song per se in the normal or the natural sphere. So over time, you can live here now thinking you understand the song I sing. Either you'll be carried away. But it's possible you don't know what I'm singing. It can even be possible that in the next 30 years of your life, you don't understand what I'm singing. Because I didn't tell you where the song came from. It's not in a beat to be deep. But I say, guy, that guy did. I didn't tell you why I sang the song. The song I'm singing now is just today I sang it. It's even last 2 hours. Not up to last 2 hours, if that I receive it. I didn't know where I received it before. Whether it's heaven or from my heart, or from earth, or from anywhere. But me that received the song makes sense first to my spirit. Then beyond the song, there are things that accompany the song that you don't know. Then inside the song, in the words of the song, your head might think, okay, bullion van. I don't know bullion van. That one is there to bab, but that guy don't blow. It's supposed to say, somebody don't go give Papa a heavy seed. So those boys, so the only thing I think is, oh boy, one day my God will make my life make sense. If you make my life make sense, you will be planning. In fact, do this, I'll do this. Then you now put God in one of the schedule, build God a mansion. The bullion van of sound I'm talking about is not think about bank. That van, that one, the fuse pole. Then the diamond ring. Don't just, some of you, the first thing you think is, love. I wish they do my engagement. You're not like, you have got to one wedding. So, that diamond ring, great. It's more than that. The only way you can understand what I'm singing is that you pray. That's why I like me. Naturally, I don't know if you permit me, the best time I sing well is without backup. Ask people who back me up, they'll tell you their biggest challenge is to follow me, because me, I don't know how to follow songs straight. There's not any song on my head I can score. I don't know when last I score a song straight. All these song people sing, I don't, me, if I just catch one part of it, I'm okay. My own kind of song, if you even meet me, if I sing song today, if you meet me tomorrow, I'll sing totally different thing. It will mean me by myself, that's I let myself through people. Say, are you singing? I said, I'm a singer. it become double problem. So this is it now. The only way you can understand what I'm saying is that you pray. And if you pray as religion, this is where I'm going now, since you can be they'll say pray. You say you see guys who sing, then you pray, then you think, what if I don't come? See, let me tell something now. See, most of those things we do, we swear to go, nothing happen. Most of us don't understand the song. We are carried away with the song in our mind. We do not even permit it to enter into our spirit. So over the years, you discover that you say you have sung the song, but it don't look like the song. There's a question mark of the song. I don't know if you have sung songs like "I've surrendered all to you," because even me, I'm still learning to surrender all to God. So when you say "all," it will baffle me. That means when that song came, we were carried away, but we do not allow the song to enter into us. We allow it to stop in our mind. So we score the song, we sing the song. Do you know how the church do? We sing song like cloth, we wash it and wash it till it fade, we just drop it somewhere. Just bring any song, they will wash it for you. 6 months, they will drop it somewhere. They will come and meet you. See, they said, oh God, I don't know, I know this. So, the more you pray, you are praying because you are intercourse with the Spirit. Intercourse happens when perfectly, when there's nakedness. E.g., how many of you have seen the full nakedness of your father? But your mother has seen it. That means you can meet God in different dimensions. There's a dimension you meet God. Eh? Isaiah in the book of Isaiah chapter 6 was talking about when he met God. He said the garment filled the what? Temple. He met God with a regalia, a garment. He didn't meet God, a naked God. And if someone should wear a cloth, it's because he's hiding something. That was even in the secret and the encounter that Isaiah saw, something was still hidden. Because throughout the Old Testament, God was hiding something. He comes through the cloud of fire by night, and the fire was ever by night, and the cloud of was ever by day. These are signs, these are things he was showing. But when Moses asked him, he wants to see his face, he refused. That means even as deep as Moses went, God still hide things from him. And God showed the back, not the face. You know why he showed the back? If you check the lifestyle of Moses, he wrote Genesis, Exodus, all those people, those books, because he wrote even what was there when he was not even given birth, because he was not there in the days of Genesis, because he saw the back of God. But he didn't write anything concerning the New Testament. He wrote to a point that he wrote the law. He stopped there. He hooked all his encounters and experiences. He stopped there. That was the back of Jesus, of God. You know why God did not show him the face? God refused to show him the New Testament, because it's not just sin. If he sees it, he becomes it. So every prophet he used in the midst of it, one of the most accurate prophet, me, that I read the Bible, I saw is Isaiah, because that guy so much prophesied about Jesus, man, that if you permit me, I'll tell you that if Jesus refused to come, they will carry that guy become the Jesus of the New Testament. Even Jesus Christ, when he came, his book, the sayings of Isaiah, the prophecies of Isaiah was what he read. And he said, today the scripture is what? Fulfilled. That means Isaiah was so much accurate to a point that God, heaven, could carry the prophecy of Jesus and give to me and say, Mr. Man, help us prophesy this. We trust your lips. It will not add, it will not reduce. But in the midst of that, when he saw God in Isaiah 6, God was wearing garment. So, if we now are the bride of Christ, that dimension of us in God, if we are bride, we are sons, we are servant. Isaiah 42, behold my servant who I uphold, my elect in whom I sow. In election, one of the things that happens in the days of election, you are not elected because you are just a son. You are elected because you are a servant. Yes. Let me give you an answer now. Yeah, that's what people don't know. Election does not happen because you are a son. You can be a son, but you cannot be elected. Yes. One of the sure ways of election is service. It's not because you are a son. It's not because you are part of the citizens of Nigeria that you will be a governor. They are looking for someone who can serve well. If not, this governor, Abel Leonardo, will raise his son to become another governor. But because we are looking for a competent servant, someone who can serve Kogi State, who can serve the people. So when we are talking about election in the kingdom, it's not because you are a son. It's because, that's why, check it, the sons of the prophet were not elected, but the servant of the prophet, Elisha was not written as part of the sons of the prophet per se, but he was the servant of the prophet. So in the days when they're looking for a prophet, they say there's one that we know that puts water in the hand of Elijah. When Elijah wants to wash, he serves him to a point that he pours water in the hand of Elijah. And that person is Elijah. So they went and looked for Elijah. Because in the place of service, a servant is selected. But this is now another dimension, which is sonship. You can be elected to serve or to pioneer a move. Have you ever seen some people over time, God uses them, and it looks like after many years, like they are done somewhere. You just say that last 10 years, that man was happening, but he was not. And you wonder what happened. Maybe you feel his own big sin is in. Maybe he didn't grow to a son. Because sons carry inheritance, servants don't inherit things, but they can be used. So do you see the dynamics in this kingdom? So a son carry inheritance. So when you are seeing it, some of us will say, the lies are falling to me, pleasant places. I have a good heritage. You have a good heritage because you are a son. As big as heaven is, angels don't inherit heaven. Angels don't inherit earth. The earth is given to us because we are sons. But there's another dimension called the dimension of the bride of God. The book of Revelation was talking about we being the bride. Bride are not just people who are sons or people who are per se servants. Brides are people who have deep intimacy. Deep one. So Isaiah could not see the nakedness of God because he saw him in his garment. The bright nature is a point where nothing is secret to God. You see, when in the book New Testament, look at what the Bible says. He said the Holy Ghost shall teach you all. The only way he can teach you all things is not because you're a son or because you're a servant, because you're a bride. All things, you know what they call all things? Even the nakedness of God. Are you getting me now? All things is all. If we are created in God's image and likeness, that means everything in our life appears what? Also, through of us. You see now? So you cannot deep things. So you can be 20 years, but you are. If they calculate your years in the spirit. It's because you have started growing to the bad nature. So how you maintain bad nature is not just through service. It's not just because you're a son. It's through fellowship. And this kind of fellowship we're talking about is a risky fellowship. Because if you see the nakedness of someone, two things happen. It's either you are blessed or you are cursed. Anytime a man sees the nakedness of someone, two things happen. Like I used to joke with it, but it's not really a joke. Sometimes I can just enter my room, maybe I leave my bathroom, I wear my wheels, I'll tell the Abraham. Sometimes I come to my house, say, close your eyes. But if you see my nigga, don't be con. You think it's a joke? You can just think, Baba, I'm not joking, two things. If you see somebody say this, it's either you are blessed or you are cursed. I'm not preaching a new doctrine. I'm telling you something. It's a biblical doctrine. Let me tell you something now. See, if you see the nakedness of a lady, two things happen. It's either you are married to her, which is a blessing. She will conceive and give birth to you. If you see a nakedness of a lady, you are not married. You are not going empty. Because if you have intercourse with a lady and you're not married to you, is that a blessing? It's a curse. Why I'm summarizing nakedness with intercourse together is so that because the motive of nakedness is a door to something else. If you see my nakedness, it's because you want to see something else. That is why we don't come naked to church. Because nakedness is, you are trying to go beyond the physical and beyond what the man wants you to know about his life into something deeper. So if you want to see God's deepness, and you're a joker, you're just a galamating guy, hey, bros, you come back cursed or blessed. The sons of Noah saw his nakedness, they were cursed. You see two dimensions, but a woman with a man married, they carry blessing. Noah's child saw the father's nakedness, he laughed out, he was. The other one, look at it now. They were not just interested in seeing the father's nakedness, and remember, he laughed, but and went and called his brothers, but maybe you think the only reason why he was cursed was because he laughed at the man. No. See the practice of the other brothers. They turned their back, carried the cloth. They refused to see the man with nakedness. They walk back and cover. That means beyond mockery, there's something that they were afraid of. Something they're afraid of. Since you have been coming to church, have you ever come to a point where you fear something in church? If you have not come to that point, you will still be misbehaving your life. Nothing that will preach will change your life. Until you come to a point where church fears you. I'm telling you. Until you come to the point where utter fear you, you will still do anyhow you want. Until you come to a point where the fellowship of brethren fears you, you see despise the fellowship of brethren, and you still misuse the fellowship of brethren. So just like it is also in the place of prayer, that I can be singing from the nakedness of what I know. But your mind cannot register it because you have no experience of it. You understand now? You just be carried away with the mental knowledge and the mental calculation of the song. Oh, bullion van, diamond ring. Wow, this must be a good songwriter. Kai, that guy. Me, I don't know. Part of my deal, I'm not opportune to write song. I just sing song. That's why most of my song, I just chorus, one or two. Because I don't know where else I've carried pen. I want to write song. That does not make me deeper than somebody who writes song. Somebody can be so opportune in the spirit to write things. That's why you see some places in the Bible, they say, write these things down. Because those that is a scribe, someone who has a certain grace. That kind of people, if they write books, their books will be like Watchmani books. It will be like Brock Bella Kani's book. There are books where if you read, you can never be the same. If as stubborn as you are, you will know that this book is talking to you. While there are others you read, you just get excited. While there are other books you read, after you read them, I can count some writers to you. And I say, if you read so book and read so man's book, any of his materials, if you read them, if you come out from that experience, you'll be a new man. You'll not be like the same man that started reading the book from beginning. Because they have a unique grace of scribe, of the scribes to what? To what? To write. So
me singing without writing does not make me more deeper.
I want to say this now, because some people are, they had that grace to what? To write. But what I'm just saying is, the song I'm singing now, can be song that has many nakedness inside. It's not about singing a song during the camp. Remember the song? Beyond the atmosphere of your presence, beyond the utterance from your presence, hand over yourself, hand over yourself. Beyond the atmosphere of your presence, beyond the utterance from your presence, hand over yourself, hand over yourself. Have you ever tested God's atmosphere over time? You tested God's utterance, but over time you discover that he didn't hand over himself to you. So the next one has carry atmosphere, he carry one grace. He has one wicked utterance. That is all they know, but they didn't know he has Jesus. That is the only. See, what they know you as it will be what they will call you. When I was seeing this, I was trying to. I was in the car for Abuja. I said, God, hand over beyond the atmosphere, beyond the utterance from your presence. Hand over. Have God ever spoke to you, but he didn't give you himself? I don't know if you discover that God will tell you from January to December, this is what will happen in your life. You, December comes, you discover that even 1% will happen. What happened was, he told you truth that it will happen in your life, but he didn't follow you to make it happen. February, you cut out. So the words in January are there, they are truth. But is that they cannot journey to December in your life? I've just answered some people who have too many things God has told them over the years. And it seems like God lied. He didn't lie. That is why Moses said, we will not go unto you yourself, what? Why not go with an angel? He knows the difference between when God speaks and when God follows. So beyond the atmosphere of your presence, beyond the utterance from your presence, hand over yourself. Atmosphere and utterance will make you a celebrity, but just will not be known. So you just increase another like 40k. Your invitation will be everywhere. But after 50 years, you discover that your generation doesn't even look like Jesus. Everybody is just zeros. There's a grace to quicken men. There's another grace to make men look like Jesus. These are two different. Now the issue now is, how can you make people look like Jesus when you have not seen the nakedness of God? And this nakedness I'm talking about is not the one that you can pray to see. It's the one that over time he can trust you to see. Not the one you can pray to see. So it's not that I'm not telling you to go and teach you. Father, I want to see your nakedness. It's useless. Even Moses showed him his back. Your quest does not mean God will tell you, will give you what you want. He gives you what you look like or what you need. If you're a crook, he gives you crook things. If you're in that play, you come, bam, you move, bam, you move. You come, he gives you bam, sharp, sharp. January, bam, he gives you 14 things you do after camp. And because you left, he didn't see you again. He also will go. When you come June, you realign yourself. He give you 5 things. Then you go and jump up and down. God, give me 5 things. Give me 5 things. Give me 5. But he didn't follow you. A lady comes to the church, a pastor looks at her and says, you get married next year. Everybody's waiting. Next year, she's not married. It seems like the pastor is. It's not. The pastor didn't lie. The words were right, but the spirit didn't follow.
Because maybe from now to the next year, she refused the spirit. You can deny a spirit too many ways. If the right person come and your character rejects him, you are denied the spirit. As the spirit not bring the person, your character removed him. If the right person come and you went and defy yourself with the person, will he marry you? You are the one that defied the prophecy. If the right person, there are many things that kills prophecy. But when he hand over himself, the first thing himself does is not to make you to go and perform anything. It's to make you be as he is. That is why in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 6, it says, and you shall be endued with power. That kind of power is not just power to heal the sick. It's a power to become. And you shall be witnesses. What is witnesses? You are an exemplary, like a template of God. You are as he is. You are a witness. When the Bible says we have been surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, it's because you are a witness. You now have an opportunity to deny God on the last day. Because if you tell him that, I didn't see you, I was in men, I was everywhere. That's why he said, I came to some. And they will say on the last day, he said, I came, I told you to give me food, you know what? I told you to what? To ask me, you know what? And they said, no, but he's not my, he said, no, but I'm the one. It is a normal law. When you see the Bible says the prophet is not honored in his house, it's a normal law. It's because his house does not have the ability to honor him until his house has a revelation of who he is. What makes men honor you is the revelation. Let me give you this now. I don't know if you think honor is like this. What else? Think that is honor. Check it. Have you ever walked? Have you ever? Okay. Have you ever met? Let me give you this answer. Let me use an example. This guy invites me as a guest minister. Huh? Then this guy did everything right around to make sure he honors me as a guest minister, right? And he gives me an honor that he has never given to this guy. That means he has a revelation that I'm a guest minister. So he gives me that kind of honor. But he does not have the revelation of who this one is. Are you getting me now? This is his pastor. Between a guest and his pastor, who needs honor more? But because he has never gotten that revelation, he honors me more. What you have a revelation about is what you honor. The day the scales of things fall out of your life, naturally your life starts behaving in a way. Your life behaves in a way of the revelation you have about God and about what his operation. So take over, Jesus, take over. Take over, Jesus, take over. I cannot know you by myself unless you take over. I cannot see you as you are. Spirit, take over. That's why Jesus came and did dwell among men, but they knew him not. That means they didn't have the revelation of him. They didn't have the revelation of him. They didn't have the revelation of him. When John saw him, he said, this one, even is, I cannot unbuckle, I cannot, John discovered some things about him. Then, a season, this is it now. In as much as John discovered some things about him, a season came, John did not discover the dimension that Jesus is in that season. So the same John that announced Jesus sent his disciples to meet Jesus and said, are you truly the... Can you get me now? Why did he send the disciples? It's because he understood Jesus when Jesus Christ came for him to be baptized. But over time, Jesus Christ have grown far in the spirit to a point that John's understanding of the things of his was better. The present state of Jesus. So John thought of the reality of Jesus. So when he was in the prison, the situation and the present season of John could not capture the mood of Jesus. So he said, are you truly? So Jesus Christ said, go and tell him what you see. Is that an answer? Go and in the present season. Tell him this. This is what happened. After Jesus Christ told this, I believe this is way back. Bible tells us what John started. That means there's another story that was not written. How can you know the story? Because John never asked Jesus that question again. And John never sent the disciples back again. So, things happen in the spirit. Hear me? You can come up, like I was telling you, by short dinner, and it comes. And you don't know the presence he is. So, you don't find him. But no matter how we don't just trace men, we trace seasons of men. You have your brother. And over time, your brother becomes a governor. And you just think carelessly you can walk into the place and say, come on, he's not my brother. And you discover that it was not so again. Then you say, your brother has pride. It does not have pride. You say that your present revelation cannot capture the present season he is. But can capture the former season. So we don't just capture the former God in his season. We capture the former God in his present season. God in his presence. Capture in his presence. So I don't just follow Jesus Christ that died on the cross. I follow Jesus now that is at work in Africa. So you don't end up and say, yes, there's a finished work on the cross and everything. True. But there's what he's doing now. Then as he follow what he's doing now in the lives of people. You understand now? This makes you know the church to go. This makes you know who to serve. You understand now? This makes you know fatherhood. And this makes you know the degree of revelation you need to know about your pastors. Have you discovered that you can be the best friend of your pastor and tomorrow you become his best enemy? What happened is you know him, but you don't know his seasons. Simple. God is constant, it doesn't change, but seasons in God change. If say it changes now, then we don't need to even press more again. You understand now? He can give us all at once. But the seasons change. So we're not really following a God that looks different. But we're following the same God, but with different operation, in different season, with different dimension, and different mission. There were days that sharing of tracts worked in evangelism. Now it doesn't work again. Leave it for the media guys. There's no need. An average person walks half hand road. The They were just that we produce song, they'll sell the album, they'll sell the CDs. Now it's not too useful. Online people download it. So these are things that works. So intimacy makes you know his presence is. So once you see a man singing or preaching, don't assume you know what he's saying. Why praying? That is why it's good to hear the, get the song or get the message. Take it home. Pray on it. As you are listening, you are praying. As you are listening, you are singing. As you are listening to the song, you are praying. You know what you are doing? You are trying to digest the song. And over time, and your commitment to that, that's why some of you see you are hearing a message all the time, you sleep, you start dreaming the message. What happened is the real message you is the dream, not the one you are hearing. Because the message you dream, you will discover that though it looks like the real message, but there are other additions. Those are the additions that were found when he was preaching. Those are the reality of the message. And that kind of thing stays in your spirit more than even hearing the message. There is a blessing I am yearning for. It is a place where deeps call to the deep. I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by your hands to your holy place. It's because he wants to know God more than before. Not because the God changed, but because the seasons. So you can be the best person in the move of God today, but tomorrow you might not be relevant because you don't. Yes. You didn't know he's present. So everything you talk in a Eli dimension, not in a Samuel dimension. And it won't stop you from being a priest. Nobody will take the temple from you. Stay there till you die. Eli was not taken from the priesthood till he died. Aaron was never taken till the Old Testament ended. It was when the Jesus came that Melchizedek priesthood kickstart. God doesn't take men, he honors your work over the years. So you still have people who come around you, you still have some level of anointing and you understand now in the church or in your place, but the present seasons of God are captured on men. Never going back home, no matter what the world may be. I will follow. You don't know what fornication is trying to do. You don't know what lust is trying to do. You don't know what envy, anger, jealousy, all these things is trying to do. Those things are not just trying to make you fall. They are trying to make you lose count of season. So, it's distraction. The whole of those things are captured in a name called distraction. Because a fornicator still has Jesus, and he knows Jesus, but just that the presence of Jesus is hard for him to capture it. He has to leave the barrack. Let me use the word barrack. The barrack of lust and immorality over time, before he can capture the new location that Jesus is. And all men reign by following the sins of Jesus. The day you stop reigning is because you stop following the sins of Jesus. So men reign by following the sins of Jesus, because he that follows the sins of Jesus, the spotlight of God is upon him. The spotlight of God. See, you don't sing when you are weak. Those songs are dead. The only song that works when you are weak is when you pray. Songs of prayer. Strength is not power in the spirit per se. Strength is capturing the present state of God. Because in his fullness, nothing darkness exists. So once you capture his present location, everything about darkness runs. It leaves. Bible says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Morning is a season. In morning, no darkness stays. Morning is the present location of Jesus. Every time you read your Bible, you discover that after you read your Bible, you go back to those books you read. Yeah, you start reading again, you start seeing new things. What happened is the former things you saw last year or last 2 years is a season where the spotlight of God was. So you can read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 last year. This year you see a different thing. It's because last year the spotlight of God was upon a dimension of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. But this year, the spotlight of God has entered another dimension. So the scriptures don't change, but the spirit operates in diverse ways.
An overturning, overshadowing of love, as the Spirit says, come. There's an overturning, overshadowing of truth, as the Spirit says, come. La la la. Spirit says, come. So we don't just follow the word, we follow the spirit. Is the word, is the spirit, is the father, is the son, and by himself you see the spirit. So knowing Jesus alone does not make you correct in the spirit. But you have fellowship and intercourse with the Holy Spirit. It is the duty of the Holy Spirit to make you current in the Spirit. That is why Jesus Christ, when he died, he resurrected, he seated at the right hand of the Father. And he said, as I'm going, I will send you a comforter, a helper, a guider, a current man called the Holy Spirit. When he comes, part of the things you'll be doing is teaching you all things, helping you to become me, empowering you to be witness, making you to become that which the earth eagerly awaits for. The error of the Holy Spirit. It is his dispensation. Hear me. The God the Father, he reigned in Genesis when he created the whole heaven and earth. He reigned so powerfully that everything about Genesis, it was so relevant. God the Son reigned at the beginning of the New Testament. He reigned so much that even when he was on the cross, he was so popular. Then God the Holy Spirit says time. Even in God nature, in his tripartite nature, he has different seasons. If he has subjected himself to that kind of season, you think you as a woman being, I don't mean to follow seasons.
As the Spirit says, come. La la la. As the Spirit says, come.
Do you know how I follow Holy Spirit? I don't follow Holy Spirit with the understanding of what he told me before. I followed him with the understanding of what he's saying now. What he told me before is very good. They are truth. But what he's saying now matters. Matters. What is God doing now? So I tell you that one of the signs that you are missing the seasons of God, you start seeing weakness. Because in his presence there is fullness of light. In his presence there is fullness of strength. That is why check people say they encounter Jesus. Most of them here, they are like dead. When John the Beloved saw Jesus in the book of Revelation, he said he was like dead. He felt like what? His face was, he lost thought of his strength. And he was afraid. You meet a man that is full of energy, more thicker than electricity. One of my first experiences when Jesus came to my room, I was lifeless on the ground. The only thing I knew was this is Jesus, but I was like, I could not even raise my hand because his energy was full. If that kind of man, if you appear in Zion every day, there are things that will not be found in your life. Not because you are praying for them not to be found, it's because. So one of the things that sin does is it distracts you from the present location of Jesus. Because he knows if you are in that location, everything. Do you see why Peter passed through and he tried to heal the sick? That means the sick continue being sick until they meet the present state of Peter. That means if Peter passed here last 2 hours, even though you come and put somebody there, you continue being sick. Because the shadow was not there again. But anywhere the shadow is, no sickness stands. So anywhere Jesus is, some things don't stand naturally. So once you start discovering some certain little foxes in your life, it's time to pack your books and go and look for Jesus. Do you see how the kingdom works? This is how the kingdom works. But before I continue, somebody has to remember me the song I came with, because we need to close with that song. I may have forgotten the song. Julian Van of Sound. Diamond ring of what? Of song. Give me my phone. Is it down? So pray where you are everywhere.
Ubalutane we kigbe yonu. 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 So I offer a polyphon of sound. I offer a diamond ring of song. I offer. fan of sound for you, my King. I offer.
Which key were you singing that time? Okay. Just play. The first key. That was the first key. Continue.
Sound and song in you, my life offer, a regalia made of gold, of sound and song. I offer, oh, a pullover, no sound. If it finally offer to you, a diamond ring of song. I offer a regalia made of gold, of sound and song. I offer a bullion of sound. My life offer a diamond ring of song. Regalia made of gold, of sound and song. From Nigeria, I offer a bullion of sound. From Kogi land, I offer a diamond ring of song. I offer a regalia made of gold, of sound and song. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
I want to pray before we close. I don't know what is the dimension of God's nakedness, of God's brightness, oh, that you want to enter this year. I don't know that part, but you are ready to give every kind of sin, every kind of distraction, you are ready to give them away so that you can grab the present state of Jesus. I tell you that knowing God is not the only thing, his present place is part of it. Sound and song.
sound from Africa. It's a canon ring of song. and sacrifice of plenty meat. Rita!